Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is part two of the look at the doing addiction. And part one, we looked at what a doing addiction is and what drives it often is, and again, addiction is anything that we might do to excess that would harm us in some way, harms our health, harms our well-being, harms those around us. And also the three primary fears, which was the fear of not having enough, the fear of not being good enough, and the fear of facing your fears. And then we looked at all the different ways that you might, the things that might indicate a person who has a doing addiction. So now we can look at some questions to determine if you're doing from this, from an addiction, or if your doing comes from a place of greater pleasure and enjoyment. So a question to ask yourself, and these are really great questions to be with and to maybe even journal around and to get some really great insights about. So do you enjoy what you do? Do you do what you want to do, or do you do what you feel like you have to do? Do you do out of fear? For example, do you fear that the that your world will fall apart if you don't do what you're doing? If you're like, it's like if you don't do it, it won't get done kind of idea. Or are you doing because of the enjoyment it brings you in the process, and the enjoyment of the results of what you're doing? And that's really important, the question to be with. So if your doing is driven from an addiction, oftentimes there's not enjoyment that goes with that process. And also oftentimes you might be satisfied with the results, but you may not really enjoy or feel fulfilled from the results. And this is really a key difference between those two things. Do you feel driven or compulsive about doing? So, and this one's a really important one, because it's not just about the work we might do in the world. Sometimes our doing can be around eating right, exercising right, doing spiritual practices in the right way. And if you don't do these things in the right way, do you feel guilty, or whatever you perceive is the right way? And there's lots of different right ways out there. So whatever that might be for you. So if you're looking for perfection in what you do and that sort of thing, then you may be operating from a doing addiction. So then something else is when you're relaxing, or when it's time to relax and regenerate and to take time to enjoy life, do you really relax, or is your mind racing with things that you could be doing or should be doing or haven't done yet? And so if you're finding yourself thinking about those things rather than really relaxing, really being present in the moment, then you may be operating from a doing addiction. People who are often really pressured by a doing addiction sometimes will do things to escape that pressure. And that's often the addictions then that lead to drugs, alcohol, gambling, different other kinds of addictions, gaming, that kind of thing, that watching a lot of TV and disassociating from life as a way to kind of have some downtime. But again, that is probably being driven from, well, a place of not feeling good enough. And so sometimes people are driven to do things that aren't healthy, that aren't really good for them. So the doing addiction isn't always about accomplishment and achievement and, you know, making your name in the world or being successful according to society standards. And sometimes what we do can be very destructive, but it's driven by, again, one of these fears of the fear of facing your fears, the fear of not being good enough, or the fear of not having enough. So depending on which fear is driving it. So Saturn's role in the culture has been based in the idea that somehow we're not good enough just the way we are and that we need to prove ourselves. And I mentioned this in the previous audio. So one of the ways to get Saturn on board is to listen to the voices of judgment. What are the voices of judgment that you're hearing and what are they saying to you, and how can you create a way to listen to the voices of support, the voices that lead you into a direction that is more fulfilling, more satisfying, and helps you to love yourself more. Because basically, self-love is the answer and is the way to move ourselves out of operating from an external standard that is judging us, or that we feel is judging us, and to get more in touch with how that's happening from a place inside of us. So looking at the different, oh, so we'll come back to that a little bit, but I want to look at the different archetypes and how they may express a doing addiction. So I want to start with the four giver archetypes, because these are the ones that have probably the biggest challenge around addiction. And these four archetypes are Cancer, Virgo, Capricorn, and Pisces. Now, the four giver archetypes give for different reasons, but they all are in a giver mode. The Cancer archetype can be the addicted givers, and these can all be addicted givers, by the way, givers, particularly in taking care of family and taking care of others, feeling it's their responsibility to do that, and oftentimes at the expense of their own health. I have many, many friends with a Cancer moon, and their biggest challenge often is their overgiving and over taking care of others, and have gotten to the point where they develop autoimmune disorders or some kind of health issue that forces them to then take care of themselves. So the addicted giving and taking care of others too much. Capricorn can have a similar issue. Sometimes it's more directed towards running a company, or it can be about managing or administrating a domain. The other challenge that Capricorn has is being addicted to doing whatever it is they're doing perfectly, and also addicted to carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, being the scapegoat, being the one who carries the heavy burdens for everybody else. So that's a shadow of an expression of the doing addiction for Capricorn. Virgo can be addicted to their work. This is often the classic workaholic, but it can also be the sacred work, an expression of the sacred work, working too much and not really having time for anything else. So, and again, if it's any of the previous things we mentioned about being driven to accomplish and achieve and so on, those are ways to know if the doing that Virgo is in their work is driven from addiction, or if it's actually from a place of satisfaction, fulfillment, that sort of thing. So now looking at Aries as the addiction, their addiction can be to action, just taking action for the sake of action, and that not without really thinking about it, and it may have negative results, such as harming others or harming, it could harm themselves by taking unnecessary risks. So that's one of the ways that Aries might experience a doing addiction. Taurus is addicted to doing whatever it takes to have more than enough. They're the ones that can often be affected by not having enough. And Capricorn, too, can have that one, as well as some of the other archetypes. So Taurus can also show up as a workaholic, as somebody who's driven by the need to acquire possessions, to acquire a sense of security by having enough money, like a lot of money in the bank. It can be one of the ones for Taurus. Gemini can be addicted to doing through mental worry and not sticking with things long enough. But then, you know, so they wind up multitasking or jumping from one thing to another. So they're doing, but it's scattered and it's not maybe very accomplishment oriented. So that's one of the ways, that they're doing. And so then they just feel like they have to keep doing because they're not really getting things accomplished, and they might feel like they're spinning their wheels. Leo may be addicted to seeking the spotlight and doing whatever it takes to be noticed, to be a star, to create a kingdom or a queendom, to be loved, because they don't really have the self-love within themselves. So they're addicted to doing things that will help to create that for themselves. This can also show up as an addiction to being self-destructive if they're really depressed or in great personal doubt. So again, sometimes the doing can be destructive in terms of things that people would choose to do. Drugs, alcohol, you know, we've talked about those already. So Libra can be addicted to doing whatever it takes to make a relationship work, even if it's unhealthy or harmful. Sometimes people just won't give up and they keep doing whatever they think they can do. It might be placating and accommodating. It might be, you know, working really hard to please the other person. And so that can also be an expression of addicted doing. Scorpio's form of addicted doing is really having power over others and doing whatever it takes to be in a position of domination and control. So that one kind of speaks for itself. Sagittarius can have their doing addiction around seeking the truth, and then whatever the truth is for them, wanting others to see it the way they see it. So they can also this can be one that can be very addicted to the doing whatever the spiritual practices are perfectly, meditating perfectly, doing yoga postures perfectly. And so that can be one of the ways that the drive of the doing addiction can affect them. Aquarius might be addicted to being different and doing everything they can to not feel or be in their body, to be, you know, off in the celestial realms, and being different, doing whatever it takes to be different. So that can be the drive behind what they do. So now the question is, since we have all these different ways that people can be doing addicted, we may have some of them, we may have a lot of them, we may not have really any of them. But if you have some of these, the question is how to heal that. So like any addiction, it's not going to be easy to change or to stop acting from the addiction because it's running the program. It's like it's what's in charge. And oftentimes what it requires for people to make a change or to shift that is to hit bottom in some way and to be willing to look at the addiction and to be willing to begin to make the changes, to be willing to say, okay, I'm powerless over this, you know, in the 12-step program. So the first thing in healing any addiction is having awareness around the issue. That's always the first step. And then asking yourself the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? And when you have awareness around that, then you can start making choices that are more conscious for what you do. So, you know, again, some questions that could be really helpful are things like, are you having fun? And if you're not, why are you doing what you're doing if it's not fun? Changing the core beliefs, you know, not being good enough is one of them. So really doing practices of self-love can be very helpful. When we have self-love and self-confidence, then perhaps we are not feeling driven to prove ourselves in some way. And or to avoid feeling our inadequacies. Maybe there's a more of a willingness to be present with whatever our experience is and to love ourselves anyway. So reprogramming the beliefs around our value and worth so that we're not dependent, that whatever our beliefs are, our value and worth is not dependent on what we do, but rather who we are. So this is the place where Saturn can come in to help, because when we engage the structure of Saturn. Saturn's really about the structure and form. Then we have the ability to have a different experience. So I guess maybe I'll follow up on when I do the Saturn audio, which will be down the road. But I just want to say that we really can't undo what has been done. We can't unring the bell that has been rung. So focusing on doing what brings us joy. And, you know, remembering what Gandhi said, which is become the change we want to be. He didn't say do the change, but be the change. So from this, we know that too much doing undoes our being. And so, on the contrary, action is a necessary ingredient in the co-creative process. So we'll be talking about that in the future. But meanwhile, here is to embracing both our doing and being in healthy ways that support our experience of the joy of life.